Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number four. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hockensmith. And Dusty, we were talking in quarter number three about some of the early enrollees from the 2022 recruiting class. We got through the quarterbacks and the running backs. Let's stay on the offensive side of the ball. And I want to ask you about Caden Saunders. It just feels like he committed early, and then we had such a good recruiting season going on. Some of these names that came in, you'd see a Drew Aller, then you'd see a Nick Singleton, and that's who everyone talked about. And we forgot about Caden Saunders. And we've been seeing a pattern over the last several years, haven't we, where a freshman wide receiver or two shows up and ends up on the field pretty early. Can Caden Saunders be that guy this year?
I think he can be, and I think he will be. James Franklin was clear pretty early that, you know, he kind of based it off the further you are away from the football when you line up, the more likely you are to be able to acclimate fast to the position. What we also heard through the early signing period when Caden Saunders signed was about things like leadership and maturity. There was a really brief stretch where, there was some speculation that Caden Saunders would be looking elsewhere perhaps, but he was one of those guys, one of those early graphics that they put out that he was still committed, stayed committed, was one of those guys that was, sort of the middle of this entire group the whole way through. And you saw his stock rise a little bit. I think just like, really similar, I think, to Parker Washington towards the end of his high school career when he went to the opening and he showed that, yes, he did put up a lot of big numbers as a high school kid in Texas. But when he showed up at the opening, he really validated his athleticism and his speed and his ball skills, looked like he belonged in that situation where there were still at that point in time some doubts about him. Caden Saunders throughout his senior season really showed that he is a really special athlete who is very fast, but very quick, knows how to get off the line of scrimmage. His feet are unbelievable. I mean, all the tangible and intangible skills that you could really want are in this kid as we see him now. 5'10", 172, that's plenty big. He's compact. He doesn't look like he's fragile or anything like that to me. Looks like he's pretty well suited to make a run at some early playing time. And it's going to be hard to keep that speed off the field. I think we've talked about the wide receiver depth chart in pretty good detail recently. Parker Washington and Mitchell Tinsley coming in and Keandre Lambert-Smith and Malik Mega and where they fit in. And Liam Clifford and Harrison Wallace seem to have some good vibes. If Caden Saunders acclimates quickly and he shows that he can be at the college level what he was at the high school level, I don't think many of those guys are gonna be able to keep him off the field. I would definitely see him being in the mix for that, number four, maybe number three receiver job because he's got a little different skill set than all those other players.
Speaking of specific skills, there's another wide receiver coming in early, Omari Evans, and he's a three-star wide receiver. He's from Texas. By the way, Dusty, the last wide receiver Penn State got from Texas, how's he doing on the team?
Well, he's doing all right. I mean, he's getting ready to be the number one wide receiver on the depth chart. Was super in the Outback Bowl. So I think if they can keep mining that type of talent from Texas, they should keep going back.
And the calling card for Omari Evans is his speed. That is something, if you're a wide receiver and you're faster than everybody else, you just might see the field because of that.
And, how that speed is utilized in year one or year two, whatever, early in his career, it looks like he probably has a little bit of work to do in the weight room. So arriving early, if he can go from 170 to 185 in year one, I think that's a huge victory without losing that speed. But the speed and, it's going to have a certain effect within the offense. That threat is going to help other players within the offense whenever you are on the field. But when it comes to being a freshman and trying to make your case to see the field, you know, that speed might be an asset on special teams before it's an asset in the offense. So Amari Evans is somebody to watch. I don't know that we'll see him in year one, but I think the speed and, again, the intelligence and the things that the coaching staff had to say about him, it bodes well for him to develop that speed and figure out how to use it at this level. It could be as a guy who stretches the field and is a deep threat in the passing game. It could be as a special teamer. It could be as a guy who, you know, you see him, you know, three or four plays a game where you're running on jet sweeps and stuff like that. You have a lot of options whenever you have special speed. And I do think, even though Dwight Galt retired and moved on, whoever the next guy is to lead this strength and conditioning effort is going to be able to get this kid stronger and faster. And that's a pretty scary thought. So to have these two guys with Evans and Saunders arriving in this class, but also in January, it's a really good thing for them to start fine-tuning that now.
Staying on the offensive side of the ball and with receivers, tight end Jerry Cross, he's a four-star from Milwaukee, and it's a pretty crowded tight end room. You have three guys at least ahead of you in Brenton Strange, Theo Johnson, and Warren, but Cross, he's listed at 6'6", 257 pounds. That's a big guy coming out of high school playing tight end.
Big, long athlete. You know, you do see a lot of guys arrive, and they're more like 235 than 260. So for him to be pushing 260 right away, you know, that's a big thing. And it looks like, you know, he just strikes me as the type of kid, just hearing from him and talking to him before, that he's going to embrace everything that has to do with playing the tight end position. You can use him uniquely. You can line him up in different ways, kind of like you do with Theo Johnson right now. I don't anticipate them really needing him in year one so much. If all these pieces are back, Brenton Strange and Theo Johnson and Tyler Warren, that's kind of an uncrackable top three there. But you also have Khalil Dinkins is on campus too and has a year head start. But Jerry Cross looks like a really, really nice player. One of the top 10 tight ends in the country. Number 240 overall in the 24/7 Sports Composite. Big, long athlete starting at a place size-wise that's almost optimal already. So he can get on campus. He can work to get a little bit stronger, to get a little bit quicker, get a little bit faster. He can probably really benefit, just like I mentioned with the running backs, of learning the ins and outs of being a blocker more often in this Penn State offense. That'll be the kind of the stuff that will come along as he gets reps in the spring.
For these young guys coming in, it's about both talent and opportunity. When we look at, say, tight end Jerry Cross, we're questioning, will he have an opportunity no matter what the talent is? Where we won't have a question about opportunity is the junior college offensive lineman, J.B. Nelson. He's a four-star offensive tackle from our good friends up at Lackawanna College. Listed 6'6", 310. And from what I've been hearing from our guys who scout and know this kind of thing, have looked at him and said he really made a lot of progress with his body in his in that last year up at Lackawanna. Might he be game ready? And I'll tell you what, there's going to be opportunities on the offensive line.
In the two deep, not just the starting lineup in that two deep. And at this point in time, it would be hard to believe that he's not a factor pretty early on in his career. You know, he looks to me to be a little bit more of a finished product when it comes to his body and his frame. To your point, something that improved greatly over his final season there, because, you know, we've seen great success from safeties at Lackawanna, and that's great. But offensive linemen require so much physical and technical development from year one until they're ready to move on, that, you know, getting them from the junior college ranks comes with just, you know, a different set of questions. How much did they really develop at that level before they move on to Penn State? And J.B. Nelson is at a good starting point. I would argue when it comes to him as a player and technique and his size and his frame is a better starting point than the other Lackawanna College offensive linemen that have come along under James Franklin, Anthony Wiggum being one of them. So There's plenty of opportunity there because Olufoshanu was your starting left tackle in the Outback Bowl. That's not solidified. If they decide to move Caden Wallace inside to guard, there's going to be a competition there. I don't think Bryce Effner is unbeatable in that competition. Landon Tangwall looks like, you know, he looks like the real deal, but he's not unbeatable in a competition. So there's frankly, from a coaching staff's point of view, you should be looking at every single thing to try to get more out of this offensive line than you've gotten really since James Franklin has gotten here, but certainly under Phil Troutwine and certainly last year. So JB Nelson, if he demonstrates that he's remotely ready for duty in year one, he's going to be a guy who's going to have a shot at the two deep.
That's the position, offensive linemen. You know, I'm coaching them. Start of spring, first day, it's like, look, guys, we don't have a starter yet at any of these positions. You all got to work for it, and someone's got to earn it. No one's going to be an incumbent. You don't deserve it based on the performance in 21. So it should be wide open. And as you said, it's not just about starting. It's even just getting to the two deep and being a factor. So keep an eye on JB Nelson. We've been talking all offense so far, Dusty. There is a player from the defense coming in early, and that's Zane Durant. He's a four-star from Florida. The issue with him, he's 6'1", anywhere from 250 to 260 pounds. I believe he's been playing defensive tackle. Probably not big enough yet. This is a guy who will probably benefit from getting there early and getting right to the weight room.
As soon as he can get on campus and get into a professional setting with a deeper plan with professionals who that's their full-time job is to get the most out of you, the better off he is. You know, he looks like he's got every attitude, physical attribute, you know, just kind of that dog mentality that you need, you know, really quick first step, aggressive with his hands, you know, pretty violent in the way that he uses his hands. All the stuff you could want from a big time defensive tackle are in place here, but he is kind of in this transition into being a full-time defensive lineman, and he does have a lot of work to do. And I think he does need access to elite nutrition and elite strength and conditioning and a higher level plan to help him get from 260 to 280 plus. I don't know that he's going to need to be a whole lot bigger than that to be effective at the next level, but you know, I do look at the situation as him, you know, year one for most defensive tackles as more of a developmental year. This is a really good year for him to get bigger, to get stronger, to get a little faster, and to start bringing more out of that unique skill set and that unique frame that he has. I'm not bothered at all that he's 6'1", but he's going to have to do the work in the weight room and get stronger and get up to speed to be able to handle that wear and tear and handle those big 320-pound offensive linemen.
And again, another reason why this getting there early is such a help. If anyone is asking about Cam Miller, the cornerback, he was listed as being someone who would probably get there, who was going to get there early. That is not going to be the case. So we didn't skip over him. He's not going to be part of the early enrollees, though. All right, Dustin, that's it for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.